Hi, I'm Dan.
And I'm Eric.
And you are due for a sharpening.
Christmas music.
Yeah.
Everywhere you go, there's Christmas music pulling on your...
Hi.
Hey.
It's just enough. There's too much of it. Usually it's they have the Christmas music that's like just your standard stuff. I went to one place, I forget what it was, but I feel like they were trying to be more hip while still playing Christmas music. So they were playing people's like known bands' original Christmas songs. Before they got around to playing.
Oh, okay.
But there's like six. So like the Beatles did one, you know. You know that awful thing. And then that's it. I think that was it. So that was just on a loop at the place that I went to. At the like chic candle store or whatever the hell we were doing. Now I just ruined it. Now you guys know what we got you for Christmas. You guys all got
it. Damn it.
Beatles chic. Song, chic candle chic store candles.
They're Beatles song scented.
They are. They smell like that song, which is
terrible.
You know, I wouldn't wash with that.
Yeah. Usually, I was in Menards the other day, and I think is it Mariah Carey that does the famous rendition of whatever Christmas song that is.
Maybe
Evan, you should probably know this. I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Mariah Carey is like the queen of Christmas music.
Okay. Yeah, she's probably got like five albums of just Christmas shit. Right.
Well, shows how much I care.
Don't know. Right, care.
If you're on the radio in Menards, you've made it.
That's a high bar right there.
It is.
Randy Newman can't do that.
I think he still works at Menards, Randy Newman. That's where he got his start. And the whole middle part. And now the finish of his career, just, you know,
just
Menards, Newman, all the way.
They got him in the back corner, in the closet, playing piano to no one.
You got in me.
It's all muffled.
Yeah, it's all broken. Like a crappy radio. They're trying to sell radios at Menards by playing it over a crappy one. Right. And the last thing you want to do is go home and listen to music when you hear Randy Newman
appearing in the lumber section.
They should just play movie scores, not scores, the actual audio from movies.
Just in over the store.
The thing. Yeah. So it's like the Rudolph, the claymation one, you know? She thinks I'm cute. That one. Just do that. So at any point in time when you walk in, you know, it'll just be wherever it is in the movie and you have no idea what's going on. Like, what in the... Yeah, that's far more interesting than the same 18 Christmas songs on a loop. Mariah Carey and Bing Crosby.
When he first said that, my initial thought was like the soundtrack for The Dark Knight or something playing in Menards. Just turns like the whole place into like a ruinscape. Yeah, everyone's
John
just
Williams score
fighting each other.
Yeah, that's some hardcore.
Yeah,
shopping for
fighting over plywood.
The little solar panel lights, you know, that go next your to your garden. Shrubbery that line your garden path. Yeah, that's not gonna happen. They're not gonna take our ideas for that, but.
Well, speaking of movies, Christmas and movies.
Woo. we did it at the same time. Look at that.
All right, you go.
Yeah, I'll go. Like, shut it off and walk the fuck out of the room.
All right, that's a wrap.
Yeah, we're that's done.
A wrap. Good one, guys.
Christmas movies at Menards. So, and Randy Newman. We were contractually obligated only to talk about those subjects.
Today's episode is sponsored by
Randy Newman.
We got our per diem. The rest is just like OT.
Yeah.
But we found this out the other day, yesterday. I don't know. Addison texted it to us. Whatever the
last game was.
Yeah. Ad texted it to us. There's a character in the movie Slapshot. Slapshot. Everyone should know what Slapshot is.
Yeah. The first one, the good one, not all the, you know.
Right. That's why I didn't put a number behind it. Just yeah. Slapshot with Randy Newman's brother, Paul Newman. Right. He's his brother and his father.
Right.
So it's a bit of hockey trivia right there. But Paul Newman plays Reggie Dunlop, player coach of the Charlestown Chiefs in Slapshot. Right. And I forget what town they're in, who they're playing, but there's a goaltender on the opposing team who I don't think they ever give his first name. They only refer to him as Hanrahan.
Yeah.
Hey, Hanrahan. Yeah. Hanrahan. Right. Which is as classic as it can get. I mean, we've been trying to tell our buddy who plays Net to get Hanrahan's mask painted onto his newer goalie mask. Although I will say Addison doesn't wear the new masks.
No.
He wears the Billy Smith, Chris Osgood helmets. Yeah.
Because he's a maniac. He's
insane. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He deliberately wears
outdated.
The nicer sticks get, the more dangerous composite hockey sticks get, the more into the past Addison Davenport's goalie gear gets.
Yeah.
So he's just really testing himself.
One of his goals is to find, I can't remember whose pads they were, but it was back when they used to fill them full of like lead balls.
Yeah, they're like ball bearings. It was TPS.
It was ball bearings.
Yeah, it was a TPS, like a Dominic Hasek prototype or something, because they thought that it would dull the rebound. Right, so to dull the rebound, it's like, where did they land on ball bearings? If ball bearings was the thing they went with, like, what was the list of stuff that they tried and didn't go with? You know, they just stuffed all kinds of stuff in there. Like, well, kitchen hey, pucks. Knives. It stopped pucks. So why don't you stuff it with pucks? That didn't work. Crushed up, you know, aluminum cans. That the kitchen knives, like you said, like only like Cutco, the stuff they come door to door.
Yeah, you know, Chicago like, cutlery.
You know, we found like if you go into like an old cabin and you root through the corners of the walls, there's like mummified little families of like fetal miscarried mice children. So we stuffed fucking pads full of those, but they just kind of turned to mush.
Yeah,
it was just like dust. a vegan noodle, you know, it just turns to mush instantly.
A gluten-free cookie.
So the gluten-free mouse goalie pads Disney was that didn't work. So they landed on ball bearings. Ball bearings. So I don't know, but all the more reason for the guy we're talking about to obtaining a pair of those pads.
Yeah.
So.
But anyway, we've tried to convince him to get Hanrahan's mask, but he's never going to use one that's that shape. So.
He's never going to use a modern goalie mask again. Yeah. I think he has one, but he hasn't used them in a long time.
Which is crazy because they're like $1,000.
Right. If just like his other pads.
Yeah. He's got, 10 pairs now?
Well, he's got 10 pairs, but he's also got like a new updated pair. And that was, 10 years ago. And then he started his collection of crazy old, he's got like Manny Legacy set, Curtis Joseph. You know, a lot of the Red Wing carousel throughout the 90s and 2000s. He's got a handful of Hasek setups. But he's like setups, not just pads.
Yeah, full like everything.
He's working on a Vladislav Tretiak.
Oh, my God.
Who makes his way back on to do for a sharpening, apparently.
Yeah. Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back, Vladdy. We're talking about, we're discussing collective bargaining agreements. Let me be frank. Is there a labor crisis in America today?
Well, it depends on what you mean by crisis.
Thank you, Vladdy and Krusty. But you guys are getting off our point here. So, he's putting together a Vladislav Tretiak homage kit set. So That is, you know, back to
the amazing if he could actually pull that off.
Yeah, for sure. Then he's got to get the old CCCP USSR jersey, which I'm sure you can find somewhere. But boy, this Hanrahan story is really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope Addison listens to the podcast because right now, like, this is the title of the podcast at this point.
Well, we'll talk about that. That's pretty good.
Right.
But so Hanrahan, the goaltender, his wife, who he does not treat very well. See, this is the thing. We are fully supportive of whatever you support. Okay. So it's really hard to describe the movie Slapshot over a podcast in 2022. Okay. So we're just going to let you watch the movie, all the people we're talking to, both of you.
Right.
Hanrahan's not very nice to his wife. She, however, is very nice to Paul Newman's character, Reggie Dunlop. Mm-hmm. So when he's in town to play Hanrahan's team, he gets a call, and it happens to be Hanrahan's wife, Suzanne Hanrahan, which rhymes, right?
Bit of a stretch, but I'll take it. Yeah.
Suzanne Hanrahan. The last two letters rhyme. That's all we need in today's art form, you know? Right. Yeah, look at that. I'm Drake. I just sort of rhymed a word with the end of another word. Now give me Grammys and Emmys or whatever the fuck, you know, pop music people win these days. Big trophy full of ball bearings. Yeah, they win likes. Exactly. So Paul Newman goes and has a little tryst with Suzanne. And we found out Suzanne Hanrahan's actress, or the one portraying her, is Ralphie's mom in A Christmas Story.
Yeah.
Love Christmas Story.
Yeah.
Which I would have to say more of you out there have seen Christmas Story than Slapshot. However, this being a hockey podcast, you must remedy that. So make up for it. We got to find out what TV station plays Slapshot for 24 straight hours on it. On Christmas,
you probably have to be in Canada, I would assume.
I guess, but I mean, okay, many reasons that that's true and that makes sense, but it was an American league,
right?
What the Federal League? There you go.
Yeah,
that was the name of it. Ned Braden is now the lead scorer in the Federal League.
TNT is not showing because they're busy showing Mystery Alaska at this point, right?
Right. Okay, that makes sense.
Between Braveheart and
right, Forrest Gump, yeah. There are four movies during Christmas.
Right.
And you've seen all of them.
The daytime TV edit of the remake of The Mist with Tom Jane. Remember Tom Jane?
Yeah. Mr. Tom Jane. Just kidding.
Where he was in Arrested playing like some crappy version of himself.
Was that when he was homeless?
Yeah.
Studying for a role to be a homeless man.
Right. So anyway, they're not going to play that on Christmas Day at my house. They should. They will.
Right. They will.
There. I will. I declare. I don't live alone, by the way. We're not poor. Yeah. That just came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Is what you're trying to say is Slapshot a Christmas movie? Is that what this is?
Slapshot should be a Christmas movie. It should be a Christmas movie because you watch it on Christmas. It should be a Christmas movie because you buy people a copy of it for Christmas. Right.
It could be an Easter movie. It could be
Easter. Our Easter special, actually, and Kwanzaa specials are going to be about Slapshot.
Yeah, as well as Yom Kippur. We're going to cover all the bases here.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say bases covered there with Slapshot. So I don't know what the lady's name is. I should have done more research. Ralphie's mom. What? It's Randy, right? Ralphie and Randy. That's the other kid, the small kid. I can't put my arms down.
It's actually been years since I've seen that movie because, you
know,
I've
seen it
a million times, but I don't have cable anymore, which makes a huge difference.
You only ever had cable because you lived with your parents.
Exactly.
Melinda Dillon.
Melinda Dillon.
Ralphie's mom.
Yeah.
Christmas. That is Bob Dylan's daughter.
Absolutely.
Also his cousin.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
so
that's how she talked.
Second cousin to Matt Dillon.
Right. Who also was in
Bob
Dylan. Boy, this is just yeah.
You're going to have a lot of addendums to do in the next episode.
Yeah, an addendum to the last episode. We're sorry for last episode.
I'll addendum you.
Or we're going to have when the music comes back on for the little middle part. And Evan's going to go, we're going to take a break and we apologize for the boys not doing their homework for this week's episode. Now let's get back to the Randy Newman bullshit. And we're back. All right.
Yeah, they know live in Menards.
Right? With his 12 reindeer or however many there are. So Marissa Dillon. Oh,
and Dancer.
You know, Nancy and
yeah.
So the kid wanted a Red Ryder BB gun for Christmas.
What the hell are you going?
I'm going to step in here really quick and try to salvage whatever listenership we have after this nonsense. And I'm going to give you a quick reminder to follow Do For A Sharpening on Instagram, as well as visit our website, doforasharpening.com, for information and details about previous episodes and other things. Finally, it's the holiday season, and you can give Do For Sharpening the biggest gift by leaving a rating and even a written review on Apple or Spotify, however you're listening to us. All of this helps us get more traction and helps us become recommended to other listeners just like you. Thank you so much, and hopefully you're still listening. And back to the episode.
Speaking of not that, Eric, did you ever get a Christmas gift that was hockey related?
Dynamite transition.
That you want to share with us?
Oh, that was fantastic.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Indeed, I have, Daniel.
That's what mom calls me. Indeed.
My first composite twig I ever got, for those of you out there that don't know, a twig is a hockey stick.
And they used to not be composite.
Right, which is
why he's saying composite.
Yeah, so I got my first composite hockey stick. I don't know how, I must have been, 9 or 10? And I believe with the help of dad, grandma and pappy bought me, what was it? It was a Easton Synergy. When I used to like grip too, which is, you know, we're going back. It's a long time ago. Oh yeah, because
that's weird because you used to like grip and I didn't. And then you went no grip. And now basically you can't go no grip because nobody offers a clear stick anymore.
Right. So it's
probably starting to come back depending on where you're going to get that from.
Yeah. I think custom sticks, you can get them.
Yeah. Pro Stock sticks. Geppetto, our friend over at Pro Stock Hockey Sticks, he offers. In fact, you could get that same Easton build that Synergy was made of.
Wow.
Like the old,
that'd be pretty cool.
I'm telling you, man, you got to look at that shit. It's fantastic. He offers everything.
Yeah. I don't play enough anymore to justify anything.
No,
at this point.
No. And I think you got a nice,
yeah, but anyway, DX. So it was a Easton Synergy grip. So it was the mostly black with that stripe orange going down. And I had a Jerome Iginla curve, which, even at the time when it was brand new, the blade was maybe an inch and a half tall in the middle of it.
Well,
no, okay. Skinny.
It was a skinny inches. Blade.
Okay.
Yeah.
But by the time I was done with it, like 10 years later, because it became my outside stick when I used to shoot the ball for Pepper.
It's like a letter opener.
Yeah. Like a popsicle stick at the end.
Yeah. It's not as tasty.
But yeah, that was an exciting gift because I actually really wanted that. And, you know, dad did the whole dad spiel where he's like, oh, you know, if you make the travel team, you'll maybe I'll buy you that stick.
Right. Cause we and grew then, up with when they started coming out, like in my thing, my day, it was like Easton Z Bubble was what like Brett Hall was using it. That was the new big thing. And even the guys in like the high school team before I was in high school, who would like the coach's kid or whatever would run the drills, like show us the drills in our practices. I remember one time, Don Erdahl was a coach of mine Kenosha. Yeah. Don Erdahl. He didn't have an accent, but he had the thing with his lip or his cheek would go up. So when he talked, it almost sounded like he had an accent, but it was just because his face was so fucking stretched out. And it like, he may as well say like, yeah, you're going to, I don't know.
That just sounds like Peter Griffin.
It does, but that's what he sounded like. He really did to me. Yeah. It was a wandering imagination as I took a knee and didn't listen to what he was saying on the ice during practice.
You only heard the sound of his voice.
Right. He was the type of coach that would skate you like a certain amount of whatevers, whether it was like, let's say 60-second drills, Herbies, as a lot of people know them as, because of Herb Brooks. Yeah. I remember one game we were on the road and we took like 13 penalties as a team. So the next practice we had to do 13 60-second drills.
My God.
You know, so his lesson to you would be like, you know, if you're going to get into penalty backs, you're going to skate. See? So that's my memory of what he talked like, even though there's no way he talked like that, you know. But one time he was talking to us, and his son, who was on the high school team, had just gone to like play it again, because we only had a play it again sports in Kenosha, but it was fairly all right. You know, it had a good stuff.
One. Yeah.
I'd kill for a play it again, man.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
That's some valuable shit. I don't see him a lot. There's one by you, Evan. And that's where we went and got some people's stuff. But
that's like, they have all sports at that one. I remember the play in Kenosha was very hockey specific.
It was.
If not like entirely.
It was pretty largely hockey. They had golf and I think I got a set of clubs there. Pappy bought me like the only golf club set I ever owned from there. So they had some new stuff too. And I think I got a catcher's mitt. Oh, I had a Cooper catcher's mitt.
Yeah.
I wish I knew where that thing was, man. That was a cool baseball mitt. But anyway, that played again, sold a lot of the new Easton Z bubbles, the two piece shaft. So the thing was to get like a 50 flex, because the players, even though they didn't know why, they just thought the fact that you could put this huge bow in your twig was like, you don't play the game just by like, okay, it's your turn to go out and impress the audience.
Right.
By flexing the shit out of your 50 flex thing, even though you're like 120 pound or 130 pound freshman in high school, you know. And he was flexing it and showing everybody. And the coach Don was talking in front of him. And then you just hear this, right? And Don stops and he just kind of rolls his eyes up and he goes, "Well, that sounded expensive." And so because he just fucking bought it. So I don't know if they always had the 30-day warranty they have now. But so prior to that, prior to your thing, the big thing in my day was the two-piece stick. So and Dad used to be like, you know, if you're not strong enough to ice the puck when we were real little, you didn't need anything but a wooden stick.
Right. Hand me down. That's, you know, was probably like 140 flex before you cut it down to 3 feet tall.
Well, it's because Dad didn't know anything about flex. He played hockey his whole life. No one did. Great hockey player. But he just thought like, because it said 100, like that was the one you needed.
Right.
So I played with 100 flex wooden sticks all the way up until like halfway through high school. And that's when I first started realizing that like 85 was. It actually responded better.
Now it's all different.
Now it's all different because of the kick points and the stick is used like a, you know, like a catapult essentially. So you load it and you utilize that. It's like a slingshot. Before it was like, it's like there was that article in The Athletic recently about standalone slap shots going the way of the dinosaurs in in hockey, or, you know, in the NHL, but still it trickles down. And you don't see guys just taking clappers outside of being on the point or whatever.
Yeah.
And the reason is most likely there's no time. Right. And that's why curves are getting bigger too.
Right. So you can get those quick shots off, which, you know, if you think about guys like Dreisaitl, who still use a huge paddle.
That's
like,
why I love
shots. Being able to play that style of hockey in today's NHL and actually being a star player while slowing the game down and making space to where you don't need this crazy hook just to get it under the bar from 6 inches away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just put yourself in a position where you can actually score. It's just, they're that much better in my eyes.
Oh, I agree. And it says a lot about his style too. And that he calls it the burger flipper, Leon Dreisaitl's insane. You know, it's 2 inches longer than any other hockey blade you're going to see. It was his dad's. His dad was a big star in German hockey. And he said, he just used to use his dad's sticks, so he never quit using them. So that is a really cool thing. That's a little homage to previous styles and generations and stuff, you know, because we're still using what we use. And I guess in a higher league, we wouldn't be able to use something like that unless you're pulling a Dreisaitl type thing. The standalone slap shot used to be utilized. How many Gretzky replays have you seen, highlights?
Oh,
where he scored with a slap shot, right?
Not only that, but he's like away from any other player by a good 20, 30 feet.
Oh man, he was just so good. I think it was Ray Ferraro was talking about it. And it's like the reason you took so many standalone slap shots was because I think they call them telephones. The dude referred to him as a telephone pole of a wooden stick that players used to use. You know, you had to take a slap shot in order to get that puck moving, because unless you were Brett Hall taking a wrist shot or a snapshot, rather, most importantly, a snapshot from 30 feet out was just a waste of an opportunity. It, you know, you're not going to get a response on that. You may, I don't know, 50 miles an hour, 50, 60, I'm just guessing, but that's what you're going to get from a top pro with a snapper with a wooden stick.
Yeah.
So things are just so different now that they don't use them anymore. But that 100 flex thing that dad used to get, I guess that was why, because that was his style.
Right.
And that turned out to be my style too, because, you know, I worked on slap shots in the backyard so much. I couldn't even tell you how many pucks I shot. Thousands. Just
it obviously
shooting at the fence.
It paid off, because say you probably had the best slap shot on your team by far in high school.
Yeah, I had a pretty good one. And now it's useful, right? Because we're allowed to use them. I used to love hitting, and we can't hit.
Can't do that.
And I used to love taking slap shots, and can't take those either. So
yeah.
So you had the right idea, Eric.
I used to like taking penalties too, but I can't just go out there and be a dick.
Well, like I said, I could, especially when I'm playing against little kids. Like if there was a ref, I'd be in the box constantly.
All those 5-year-olds that you're cross-checking into the boards.
Yeah. But I digress, as do you.
What about you? Did you ever get any hockey Christmas presents?
Yeah. This is another thing that's funny about gear dad got us, right? So it was a mix of not really knowing that you don't get like a 12-year-old 100 flex stick.
Yeah. Or so extra large elbow pads.
Or extra large elbow pads. Or extra, extra, extra large gloves. So I got a pair of, I want to say they were Easton Air. They were like the GX 9500s. Look them up. But leather, you know, all the gloves were leather still. And they really had, it was a little more of like a hybrid big cuff. They weren't quite the old ones where the thing would come up to like here, you know. Yeah. But I would say it was still there.
He's pointing halfway up his arm.
I am. You're listening right here.
Without eyes at this point.
Yeah. Or that, or just know what I'm speaking of. Look up the glove or listen to Evan. It's your choice. The world is your clam. So I got a pair of those for Christmas. They were very, very big, but I wore them because I thought they were awesome. They were so cool. And I remember looking at them at the pro shop or maybe it was played again, and maybe it was a pro shop in another rink, you know?
Yeah.
When we were on a road game, because we didn't really have a pro shop at our rink. If you remember the Kenosha Ice Rinks pro shop.
Yeah, it was.
It was, they sort of started it. And after, we used to just get like mouth guards and skate laces from the place that sold the donuts.
Right.
You know, it's time to make the donuts. So they had those, the sugary ones, the deep fried sugary dough balls, right? Oh God. That and like a hot chocolate in the morning when you'd have early, they'd kick your ass in practice and that was your reward afterwards.
Right.
You'd go get donuts and a mouth guard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same place.
Or tape and donuts.
It sounds like that checks out for Kenosha. For sure.
Yeah.
It's so
mouth guards.
It really does.
Tape, laces. Maybe they had like a couple wooden hockey sticks that nobody would.
Yeah. They had like half a rack of old Sherwood or something.
It was awful. So when you would go to a more updated arena on a road game and they'd have like, you know, stick racks and just, oh God, it was so cool. So you just envied this stuff as a kid with, you know, holes in your palms and all that. So I got a nice pair of Easton gloves. I do remember that they had a Velcro strap that ran across the underside of the wrist that I don't know why you would use that.
Yeah, that's so weird.
I never used it. Just had it on there. But, you know, something that Easton was throwing around, you know, the ball bearing sort of idea. Right. They landed on Velcro rather than putting like old steel belts in their gloves or something like that, you know. Hunks of carburetor in your skates.
Make them go faster.
Anything automated related that you could put in your hockey equipment. Yeah.
So does a kid your age get like excited for hockey gloves for Christmas? Is this like,
oh, gloves? Yes. For sure.
Yeah. Or it's not like socks and underwear.
No.
Well, nowadays I love socks and underwear.
Yeah.
Well, of course.
Same.
We're old.
Yeah.
Anything that you can't see under your jersey or under your pants or, you know, like shin pads, be like, oh, okay, cool. I need those, but not exactly what I wanted.
Very good.
Anything that you can see on the outside is what all kids are looking at all the time. Gloves, skates, sticks, maybe helmets, not really, but.
Yeah, there's glamour pieces of equipment.
Yeah.
Skates, gloves. Sticks, I would say
that's pretty much
are
it.
The top three. It goes, yeah, it goes skates, or it goes sticks, skates, sticks, gloves.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what you're most excited about, because those are your main weapons for it. Because the rest of it's just kind of maintenance, you know, you don't really put the thought into it. But if you did that's need something protection. New, if you needed new shin pads or you needed new elbow pads, yeah,
that'd be pretty
and
sweet.
You were told in the store that you can't get those ones because we can't afford them. And then you end up getting them for Christmas. Yeah, that was exciting. Because you knew you were going to get a good use out of them too. And, you know, your teammates, you guys got excited about talking about your gear. And no one really gave a shit about like the wooden stick thing. But once we started getting two-piece sticks, you know, the type of blade you would get or whose name you were using, even though those players didn't actually use those models. They just like today, they throw a name on there. Although, did you notice, Eric, that Bauer just stopped doing that on their new sticks?
No, I guess I haven't noticed that.
Yeah, so if you look up like the newest, you know what, the Hyperlite and the Geo and the blah, blah, blah. They just say the Flex and the model of Curve. So it'll say 85 Flex P92. You know,
okay,
they no longer name it after a player.
That makes way more sense, because it was honestly getting confusing, because they would switch players every like 5 or 6 years. Because
the players do that too.
Yeah. Well, also just like, say if someone was using Bauer for a long time and they were sponsored by them and then they switched to CCM, well, you can't keep putting their name on your sticks if they don't use it.
Right. But that's the other thing, especially about sticks, because guys can switch sticks all the time. And still technically be, you know, like I think there were Dylan Larkin had his name on Warrior and Bauer in like a 6 month period. Yeah. Right. So he was the PM9 for Bauer and the piece or the 71. W71, I think. Yeah, there you go. The big, that big Pacioretty hook, which again, Pacioretty doesn't necessarily use that, but I think you're right. People are more prone to, they're probably actually competing with how much pro stock is being sold now compared to retail. So they want people to feel like their sticks are more customizable.
Yeah. So yeah, you can buy nameplates for any stick that you get.
And now you're seeing a lot of different color variations and sticks together. You never could see that in CCM. And now I think, like, if you were to pick JetSpeed, the FT5 Pro, you could pick from like five different colors, as well as, like you said, you could have a nameplate. Although they fucked up and they offer like three curves. CCM does retail.
Well, yeah. And they've been doing that for a while. And I mean, it's not even necessarily that they offer only three. It's that you have to pay for a certain amount of sticks on your contract. And those three are the most popular. So like, you're not going to go, you know, you're not going to buy a batch of PM9 blades because no one uses that curve.
I use it.
Yeah. Well, we don't matter to, you know,
no, but I'm not talking about I'm not talking about a team getting a contract. I'm just saying,
I'm like a store.
Oh, a store selling them. Sure. Right. Well, whatever. That for some reason, CCM doesn't offer that many, and like Bauer and Warrior, you still can get them.
Right.
True. That's a whole different story.
Yeah, they're weird.
Their things are really hard to find.
Yeah.
They have two, I think, heel curve, the HC and then the HC2 or whatever.
The MC2.
Well, no, there's the MC2. And that's a PM9,
right?
As you know, but the HC heel curve specifically, heel curve. I've never seen that offered retail. But if you if you look it up, they do have that on their pattern chart.
I feel like True has gone a lot more into the realm of just being a professionally offered company, because they really aren't carried very many places other than large stores, like, you know. Brownies or something.
And they are one that also, they offer some real nice customization for teams.
Yeah. Their stuff.
Bauer, cool. Warrior, True really blow CCM away for that. Although I just started seeing, because you know, like what Austin Matthews has been.
Yeah, he gets some custom everything,
custom stuff from CCM. But I was watching that when the Wings did real well, unlike tonight. Against Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Sergachev, you know, Sergachev always used that like RBZ or something dressed as a white RBZ. I think he's got like an FT5 that's like a white and kind of light red stick now, which is pretty sweet.
Pretty cool.
But yeah, I saw a True Catalyst. Maybe it was a Project X dressed like a Catalyst or whatever.
Yeah.
For the Winnipeg Ice, which is a WHL team in the CHL.
Sounds right.
Yeah. And the whole stick was like customized to it. It even had like, it said Winnipeg Ice on it and had their logo and everything. And it was blue and black. So, yeah. Who knows what the future holds for that? Because I think they really do have some competition. There's no way they're in the dark about how many people are buying pro stock rather than retail. No.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure they have something of all the vendors and where they're available, you know, because it offers more stuff. And all you have to deal with is some dude's name that isn't your name.
Right.
So if anyone is looking for a good Christmas present for your wife, pro stock hockey stick with someone else's last name is really, that's up there with like samurai sword.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Try it out.
A nice slice of deer heart and
an Xbox.
There you go. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like
a box, you know, of Slim Jims,
an old Snap-on calendar with the the bikini clad ladies.
Absolutely,
right. That is right up there with a pro stock stick. Get that for your wife while supplies last.
Yeah, we just solved your gift needs,
right? And we cured you of your ability to sleep in your own marital bed if you do that. So good luck.
Cured you.
Cured you of an ability. All right. Have fun with that one.
Yeah, I did. I think this whole thing was fun. This is a giant meandering river of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And
no paddle. I don't remember.
Skating the river.
Yeah.
Skating the river of shit.
Is anybody fucking tired?
Now you're up shit's creek with a turd for a paddle.
All right, cut it. Music.
Cut it. Yeah, we're good.